Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast, our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength today. I'm telling you, if you're in for some joy because of the group that we have here today in the studio with us, to say that they have joy would be an understatement. As I've been listening just for a few minutes, and even though one of them, you know, he's when you say that Oric, that his joy is covered, well, you know, covered being the only
I think we'll get to all of that.
So if you ever met Bob Uber, well, you know, he's with the Hero Center, and he is with us today. His passion has for years and years and years has been for our military heroes in so many ways. But he also has another passion I'm very familiar with, and that's for community and the community of High Point specifically. Mm-hmm. And so with that, he has his other guest with us, which is Oric Quick, and he is with Miracle Temple. He's the pastor there of Deliverance, which is a part of the Church of God in Christ. And they have an event. It's huge. It's coming up April 3rd. It's called Covered by 33. Which you're going to find out about 33. Oh, my goodness. It's a community event coming up in High Point. And I'm guessing, Pastor, this was kind of your idea?
Well, it was a collaboration, I guess I want to say. Mr. Bob always has great ideas. And so we decided to bring our ideas together so that we can better help the community. And so I'm very grateful for being able to have this event at the Hero Center, and so that we can let people know what Covered by 33 is all about. And it's very important, and especially during this season of our lives, because we're coming out of the backside of COVID. And one of the things that COVID took was our confidence. And so Covered by 33, what it does is here to encourage us, to let us know that our faith is not in COVID, but our faith is in Covered by 33.
And so, man, like, you're be ready.
That's right.
And you got to be ready for what's coming, because I'm finished to punish you for. So speaking of Covered, Bob, I knew you knew this was coming.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. So last week I kept having this crazy dream where I woke up covered in tire tracks. Can you imagine the Christian car guy? Covered in tire tracks. So my wife, Tammy, she swears it's because I'm a psychopath. Come on, Bethany, you can laugh a little bit.
That was funny. You're a psychopath.
Yeah, there you go. So
psychopath.
Hey. And, you know, the next morning she came in covered in honey and bee stings. And after that, I knew she was a keeper.
As in bee.
Beekeeper.
I think your wife is a keeper on many levels.
So, you know, this happened in High Point, I heard the other day. A robber pulled a gun on a bank clerk manager saying, "Give me all the money, I need it to set myself up in a trade or profession. You know, initial investment is needed to cover the overhead until my cash flow is established." The bank manager said to the clerk, "You better do what he says. I think he means business." He was to cover overhead. There was a word cover in there just a little bit. Okay. And I saved the best for last as far as my jokes that I enjoy so much. And I'm really expecting a big laugh because Oric told me he was a great laugher. Bob, on the other hand, he tends to keep his humor to himself.
Anyway. Stone face.
So here comes a question, Bethann.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Here comes a question. No, not that question.
Oh, really? Okay,
it's just
that
a regular
one?
Joke
okay.
question. Okay,
oh,
that's
sorry,
all right.
Sorry.
A little confusion.
Yeah,
sorry,
can,
I
I'm training.
She jumped the question. All right. So where can you find a beach covered with frozen waffles?
Where can you find a beach covered with frozen waffles?
So think through this. It's a beach, Orc, and it's covered with frozen waffles. They call that San Diego.
San Diego. Orcs,
now let's hear the laugh. You promised. You promised. Where's the laugh?
I'm sorry.
Ego, my Lego.
Yeah, San Diego. There you go. You'll never think of San Diego ever.
Never. Never again.
San Diego. Right.
Now comes the actual riddle. Very good, Bethann. Very good. Very good. We didn't jump it. So, for you to call in and win today, you know, all you got to do is tell us, what's the greatest undercover cover? Undercover cover in the Bible. 866-348-7884. What is the greatest undercover cover in the Bible? In your opinion, this is subjective. 866-348-7884. And if they can guess that, Bethann, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie! We're going to dig deep into the Truth Prize closet. We've got books. Allegedly, we have T-shirts that Robbie keeps forgetting to bring in. But we got great stuff, and we'll pick out something really nice for you.
I can't tell you much about it, but I know you're going to like it when you win it.
But you got to know the number to call, which you might guess is 866. As Sarah Linda gave us a poem about this number, now we'll never be the same. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share. 866-34-TRUTH. So, what is the greatest undercover cover in the Bible? So, again, I know, Bob, everybody's wondering, so what's up with the cover by 33 idea?
Well, this is a new introduction to me, having met Orrick. This is a vision that God has given him. But I think he would like the whole community to know that and articulate what it really means to be covered by 33. And so I'll let him tell you the specifics of that. But I do think as we go through the challenges of life, whether it's the issues of veterans who are trying to transition from military into civilian life, these challenges and conflicts and issues, we certainly need covered. And so as we look at this event, we're going to hear testimonies of people's experience that are covered by 33. So, Orrick, what was your original vision when you came up with this whole idea? It's so simple and so profound, but I've never heard it before.
Well, it is a reflection of my entire life. If you know anything about me, God has brought me through so much, and it explains why my name is Orrick. My name, Orrick, actually means oak tree, and which means long-lasting, it means endurance, it means strong, strength, a lot of different things, because I have been dead twice in my lifetime. I've been in a coma. I've lost my eyesight from a deadly car accident. I've been in the hospital for 8 weeks, in a body cast for 13 weeks. I was hit by a car when I was 5 years old, died on the spot. God raised me back up. 11 years old, I got thrown out the back windshield of a car. Car flipped on top of me. And even, I want to say 4 years ago, we had a house fire, and God saved me and my family from that. And so many different things. God showed me, Orrick, you have always been covered by 33. Now, what does covered by 33 simply means? Well, we all know that Jesus Christ died on that cross at the age of 33 years old, which means he rose from the dead at the age of 33 years old. Now, what does that mean? That simply means every promise that was made for the whole race, the entire world, was instituted and put in place when Christ rose again from the dead. And so when you say you're covered by 33, it simply means you are covered by a promise. That's what it means, that with all the promises of God that are in that Bible, you are entitled to because you are covered by 33. And one of those promises.
Oh, well, there's more. There's way more.
Yes,
let me
indeed.
Tell you. And we got callers, we got Riddlers, we got all sorts of stuff going on. We have Easter egg hunts, okay? Let me just tell you. We have, you're just not going to believe what all is going on here when we're covered with 33, and we're going to find out more about that whole thing when we come back, so stay tuned. We got Ken and Colfax. Oh, so much more coming up on Kingdom Pursuit. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we have poster children for that concept, Bob Uber. So if you need a ride, I can never resist.
I know that.
No, Bob Uber's actually over the Hero Center, but he tells me if you're willing to pay enough, he would give you a ride.
You're covered.
He's got to cover at 33. And Orrick Quick, the pastor of Miracle Temple. And, you know, he's talking about his name. You know, Orrick means oak. Well, who knew? I mean, so he's been branching out ever since. And, you know, he's not going to leave the show from what I
understand. There's a riddle in there somewhere. I'm sure they're coming on, Rob.
But then, you know, who doesn't need a oak quick? I mean, here you go. Just like quickly. You've got it all, and so their event coming up in High Point, which is coming next week at April 3rd. This is really going to be cool on April 3rd. It's covered by 33, and we're going to get more into that in a minute, but I've got a Riddler on the phone, and it's Ken in Colfax, my good friend. Ken, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Yes. I usually wait a while to see what some of the others are, but the older I get, the harder it is for me to remember. But I think you might be talking about the uncovered parts when Joshua sent the two spies in, and they went to the house of Rahab, and she hid them under a cover of flax, and that all led to her and her household being covered from destruction.
Well, that is just beautiful. Wow, Ken, how neat. Yeah, there, everybody's clapping in here like, man, Oryx going, yeah. And you got she throws the red, you know, cord out there of redemption.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's just so much that's revealed in that, you know, that's really cool.
And there's one thing about that story, and I just went through the book of Joshua, but it says she let them down with that same cord. It must have been a pretty strong cord, like a heavy rope or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's so much to that word in Hebrew. It's absolutely mind-blowing, Ken, because that word is tekava, which means hope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it comes from the root word of the word kava, which is when God gathered the waters together in the book of Genesis. It's actually, when you think of how that word gathered is, it's like a twisting, okay? So when you make a rope, if you ever want to see a really cool video of a cord of three strands, watch how they make a rope and how that thing is intertwined to become one. And so when you think of a rope, and you think of the word hope, and then there's another whole study on why it's red. I could go on and on and on about all that you just described. I mean, oh my goodness, Ken, that is such a picture of what covered by 33 is.
Absolutely.
It's
but it says it was a scarlet. Does that mean they dyed it?
Yeah, they dyed it from the scarlet worm. Okay, and when you think of Christmas being red, it was colored after that idea based on this scarlet worm, which actually attached itself to a tree, and then it would secrete this dye, this red dye, and its children would come and eat the body of their mother in order to survive. And when you think of the whole idea of communion, okay, I'm just saying, this is true, that the word that David used, I'm a worm, and I can't remember the psalm, he's using the word for the scarlet worm. Mm. And the scarlet worm was known for this where it would allow his children to eat them, and then that would leave this red stain on the tree. And there you have that is why that rope was called scarlet.
And the red covered the tree.
And it was a really expensive dye. So this is way more information than anybody wanted, but hey, I just love the whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
Kent, thank you.
God bless y'all.
God bless
you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. So it's getting back to 33, right? I mean, this is exactly what it is.
Yeah. The scripture says in Romans 4:7, it says, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. That is the base scripture of covered by 33, is knowing that God has my back. I don't have to look over my shoulder. My sins are forgiven. And part of the reason why, you know, I do a tremendous amount of counseling, and sometimes it's easier to forgive other people better than to forgive yourself. So it's so important that all of us take the time and forgive ourselves of some of the things. You know, one of the things that was on my mind many years ago, and God had to help me get over it. You know, sometimes you think I should be farther along in my life with this or doing the other. And you got to know that wherever God has you is exactly where he wants you to be at that moment, at that time. So it's just very important that we all understand that forgiveness is that covering, you know, understanding that he forgave us. That's why he went to that cross. He went to that cross so we could have that forgiveness available at any given time.
And so here we have the event of events, right?
Yes.
Like Jesus's event that actually happened on Saturday,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah,
right. That's when he was, you know, getting ready to show up Sunday morning.
Exactly. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
There was a lot to that I, you know, I'm really looking forward to the instant replay. I hope they have, you know, when we get to see it. But,
you know, I realized that as I began to understand that principle and what we hope that the people who will come out will gather that principle, because we're trying to communicate that covered by 33 through individual testimonies, people's actual lives, not preaching, but people's whose actual lives. And so I was thinking in my own life way back in the beginning when I was a combat officer in Vietnam. And the first day I was on station, not in country, but on station, we got a huge mortar attack. And you hear a whistle and then the explosion, and we're running to this bunker. And so we're there, just my heart stopped with fear. Just stopped totally with fear. Never been afraid in all my life. And it's over several hours later. I came out into my compound, and a writing pad that I was going to send my first letter to my wife was just shattered, just obliterated by. And I said, oh my God, I could have died. And God's voice came to me. He said, no, you can't. You're covered by 33.
Mm.
He says, you're not going anywhere until your appointed time. And that's 40 years ago. So obviously, my entire 40 years, that being one of those moments. So what does covered by 33 mean in fear? It's peace, right? So that we can have peace in the midst of fear.
And the beautiful thing about this event is that you're passing along this message to a community, but you're bringing in the children, which really, that's the next generation. And that starts at 10 o'clock, and you got some stuff for them.
Yes, we do. We're really excited. We're hoping to have 100 kids we can safely have. It's all an outdoor event. And so we'll have some great praise and worship music for the kids by Cubby, the rapper, Blessed to Bless. We will have animals. Kids love animals. We'll have the Prowler as a mascot from High Point University. We'll have face painting. We'll let them do crafts. We'll let them do an Easter egg hunt, and we'll let them take something home. We'll feed them. So
and there's a dog show.
And there will be a trained
is
dog.
Is there a pony show?
No, there's a dog show.
It's just a dog without the pony show.
What I can't wait to see is there will be a bite dog.
A bite dog.
So the trainer will come out in padding, and his name is called Caution.
Really?
The name of the bite dog.
Is he too tired?
It must be. So this is this. The kids come out at 10 o'clock. We'll have them
I got to work a little bit there. He started to laugh on the
he
too tired.
Got it.
Bob, you didn't. You didn't even.
So we have something for everybody, and so we'll have the afternoon show. By the way, if you're coming out for that 4 o'clock show, you want to bring a lawn chair and you want to bring a place to sit so that, you know, you can be distance, and we'll have food out there that you can buy a little snack or whatever. We'll have music out there. We have recording artists coming. So we're inviting the whole city. We can take 300 people out there with COVID. And so we want to invite the community. Hero Center is at 1500 Bridges Drive. If you know where the old Oak Hall Mall is or the old John Wesley Campground, that's where we'll be. We have 8 acres. We got room for everybody. Come out and join us and help us understand by personal testimony what it means in your life situation to be covered by 33.
Right, and community is just this phenomenal. Don't neglect the meeting of yourselves together. You know, that it's a community thing because when you come out, you encourage all the other people that came out. You see, and so you being part of this, you know, this is your community. And when you told that story, Bob, it reminded me of, you know, I used to be afraid of the dark. You know, 6'5", my wife's 5 feet tall. You know, we hear a noise. Honey, you need to go check that.
Right. That is funny.
Yeah. Well, one time she left town, and man, it was a real creepy night, and the lightning was going like this. I was just terrified, and I'd just become a Christian of, you know, maybe a year and a half before that, and I was like, somehow I'm supposed to give this fear to you, God. I have no idea, you know, and how do I give this to you? And the Holy Spirit says, well, Robbie, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? And I said, well, somebody can come in here with a knife and, have you seen Straitjacket? I mean, you know, Psycho? Are you picturing what I'm seeing? And he says, well, what would be so bad about that? And I thought, oh, they're threatening me with Jesus, with heaven. Like, oh, I'm covered by 33 now.
Yes.
This is good, man. And so you're going to hear those kind of testimonies when you come out of this community event. Encourage your family. Maybe that person that you've been trying to witness to, God has a divine appointment for you out there. So we got so much more Kingdom Pursuits. And by the way, if you have another answer to this riddle about the greatest covering that's undercover in the Bible, we'd love to hear. But I got to tell you, Ken had a whopper there. So, you know, 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have with us our good friend Bob Uber, who is with the Hero Center and their event, which certainly Pastor Quick with the Miracle Temple, his idea of this covered by 33 that Bob jumped all over, and the next thing you know, you got a community event going on. April 3rd, that's a week from today.
Yes, sir.
And that's got, oh, man, you heard about the dog without the pony show. And that, no, I'm kidding. They've got they've got Easter eggs. They've got, you know, but the dog, there is really is a dog show. And from what I understand, there's a bike dog, which we're all interested, you know, about that one. But meanwhile, we have Amy Cabo, who is with The Cure. Her show comes on at 1 o'clock. And how fun. You know, it's Amy and Boris. If you haven't listened, you've missed out. I mean, just good friends. And today's show, Amy, you're going to talk about fathers. And although I've read your book, I don't remember you ever speaking much about your father, Amy.
Well, you know, I'm super excited because today we have Bob Record, who is a pastor and Christian counselor. And the importance of, you know, the relationship of a father, the fathers and the kids, the impact that they have in their lives, and how, you know, there's not enough fathers involved in the families these days, and what can be done about it. Because just because I didn't have a good father doesn't mean there is good fathers out there that kids need. So I hope to speak on behalf of those fathers and those kids in need of their father.
But you know a good one. I know a good one. It's Boris. Right?
Yes. Well, no, the one in heaven. That's been the bestest father ever.
I would love to have had Boris as a dad. You'd had some fun, man, if Boris was your dad.
Well, he's a great father to our kids. That's good enough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's so wonderful. Well, you guys, the show is on at 1 o'clock. It's live, so you can call in. Here you have this pastor, and yes, fatherhood is such a critical thing, because so often that we relate God to who like that father image, whatever it is that you see. If your father was too busy, you have a tendency to think, wow, God's too busy for me. If your father wasn't very affectionate, you think that God's not necessarily affectionate. There's so many things that we pass on to God because of our fathers. And so that relationship, in other words, rebuilding that in our own lives, and also, right, passing on a good one to our children. It's a wonderful topic, and I'm so glad you guys are covering it, Amy. God bless.
Well, he's my family's favorite family member just because he's more easygoing, which we find a lot in men.
I understand. I do. Thank you, Amy, for calling in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a beautiful day, and God bless.
Yes, and you have a great show. You too. Bye-bye. So again, getting to these testimonies, it's really where the, you know, God, Jesus used them as parables, right? Because stories speak to the heart.
That's right.
Words speak to the head, to whatever intellect. But man, you know, this transaction that we're going to have in order to get covered, it's your heart that needs the covering, right? And so these stories, you know, can you give us some hint of what you got lined up there?
And you know what scripture pops up in my mind now? The Bible says, and we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Mm. And so that is so key, because if you go back through, even when so many people were going through, they used their testimony as an introduction to their God. And so at the end of the day, you can never deny a person's testimony because it personally happened to them. And so when you make that connection with the scriptures and your testimony, that's when sometimes people, the light bulb goes off, because sometimes people think that the Bible is some distant, mystical thing that only happened to people a long time ago. But when you have a personal testimony that happened to you about me or whatever the case may be, I don't want to blow your mind a little bit, but God told me back in 2012, he said, Orrick, he said, I can give you anything if you have faith. He said, Orrick, I'm going to give you a house for free and make you debt free. I said, whoa, wait a minute. How are you going to do that? I said, you're going to give me a good job, and I'm going to take the money from this good job and pay my mortgage off. He says, no. He says, Orrick, I own everything. He says, if your faith is able to digest what I'm speaking to you, and 5 years later, he totally eradicated my loan, my mortgage loan. And it's things like that that institutes more faith, that creates that spark in my heart that lets me know that, man, God is real.
One of my favorite things along those lines to think about was my producer at one point in time here was my son's girlfriend. But the first time I met her, actually, you know, she had a friend that was gay, and my kids were setting me up to start a controversy is what they were actually doing, because they knew that I didn't have a real high opinion of Ellen DeGeneres. So, you know, they set up this thing so that I would get in a fight with this young lady that was my son's new girlfriend. Her name was Tina. And so Tina's sitting there, and of course one of my kids says, well, hey, Dad, have you seen Ellen DeGeneres has this new TV show? And of course immediately, you know, I go, oh, you mean Ellen DeGeneres? Or, you know, I made a bad word. And she turned on me, and here came the fire, and I could see it in her eyes. And she was like, so you're, you know, you have this opinion about gay people, and off it went, right? Mm-hmm. And it was really bad. And I was listening, and I was trying to, like, what do I do here? And I said, Tina, please, please, please forgive me, right? I don't know anything about your friend, what she's been through, what her story is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, she may be 10 times more godly than me. I have no idea. But what... You know, because I went through all the sexual sin in my own life. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I did. Yeah, yeah. But what happened was I met Jesus, who actually showed me how he paid for that and how he covered that. And it made all the difference in my life. And, you know, a few weeks after that conversation with Tina, she came up to me and she said, you know, the thing about that discussion that day was you talked like you knew him. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ever know you could know God.
Mm.
So as you look over the city and the pain in the city and the perception of injustice and the isolation of being separated, just to recognize that that pain, that injustice, that all that's happened to you can be covered by forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a wonderful gift from God to cover our hurt, our offenses, our injustices. And when you have that, then you can have peace inside. And so as we look at this event, we see a city that's hurting, as many other cities are as well. So we want this event not just to be a one-day event giving testimony, but we would like to have organizations actually come out, set up a table that's covering the city, whether it's with Food Alliance or whether it's World Relief or what it might be, so that as people get the vision how they can be covered by 33, they can volunteer and be part of these other organizations that on an ongoing basis throughout the year can also impact and be covered by 33 throughout our city.
So speaking of covered by 33, we have Fail is in Greensboro, who has a cover for...
Good morning, Robbie, Brother Robbie. I hope I'm not too off this morning. I'm saying something, I guess, out of the box, more or less. And so I took it from Colossians, the second chapter, verse 26. And I hope this is not too far out. But what Paul was telling to Colossians, he says, listen, he says, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. And what Paul was saying, that in the Old Testament, before Jesus was manifested, that the Jews had no idea that God was going to bring in the Gentiles the same way he brought in the Jews. So it was hidden,
oh,
but it
wow.
was covered.
I hate we got to go to a break. You're on a roll, Fail. When we come back, will you stay with us, Fail, please?
Yes.
Okay, we got to go to a break. When we come back, you can see she's on a roll and undoubtedly a winner. You've seen that immediately, right, Bob? So she's got it covered. We've got you covered. It's all going to happen on April 3rd. We'll be back in just a minute. Well, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And I got to tell you that so often it is our listeners that have the passion, and you can hear it in their voices. And one of my favorites, I have lots of them, is Fail. And if her laugh is one of the best on the planet's Earth. So Fail, you were telling us, and I love the scripture you picked. Like, man, I'm sitting there learning. Keep going.
Yeah, so the mystery was that salvation was going to come to the Gentiles, the same salvation that was offered to the Jews, but it was hidden in the Old Testament through types and shadows. However, God gave this mystery to Paul, and to Paul only at the time. And so it was Paul's responsibility to allow the Gentiles to know that this grace that God had given to the Jews, that they could be saved through the Messiah the same way the Jews had to offer. So it was hidden. But now it's what? It's been uncovered.
We need the applause. It's perfect, right?
Yes.
It's just way.
It's
no longer covered. Oh, wow. The studio audience goes wild.
Standing ovation. We're standing here,
God.
Phil.
No, it really, praise awesome. God, because he is awesome. The one that got it covered, right? And what a neat interpretation of that question that you brought out, which is so beautiful, because I happen to know that High Point is one of the most multicultural cities around. There are lots and lots and lots of Muslims. I can speak to why that is. But there's a lot of different reasons that there's a lot of nationalities and a lot of people that would be called the Goya, that would be of the nations that's out there in High Point. And so what a neat thing to have this covered by 33.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Mm.
Out there.
Yes.
And so you're perfect. Well, Fail, as always, you're a winner. And so
thank you.
Have a great week. God bless.
Happy Palm Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. God bless. So, wow, we just have a few minutes left because this is the short segment, Auric, but share with us something that maybe you hadn't had a chance to of your heart and why you're praying that God will really bring people out like never before.
You know, if you look at the logo, and of course, you can go to the website, www.getcoveredby33.com, and see the actual logo that God had me to design. But on top of the 33 is a crown.
Beautiful crown, too.
And this crown represents royalty. It represents the King of Kings. But if you look closely, this crown is actually dripping. It's dripping gold, which means there is an inheritance that we are entitled to, that his will is our will, that when you stay in the will of God, it entitles you to his will, that you are able to get anything that you need inside of the will of God. And that's what Covered by 33 means. It means that everything that you need is covered. You need peace, it's covered. You need happiness, it's covered. You need provision, it's covered. You need whatever you need, it is covered by 33. You don't need, he is the one-stop shop.
And I would point out, Bob, that if you're feeling, you know, God right now puts some pressure on you to say, hey, I need to come out to that event at 4 o'clock at the Hero Center in High Point, yeah, right? That would be in his will, and so they got you covered, right?
That's exactly that's right. This message has covered you and given you the invite to come out and see how your issues and your pain and your sorrows and your grief and be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
And one of the groups that you would dearly love, right, Bob, to come out are veterans, right?
Absolutely, yes. We're delighted always to get them to come out, let them identify themselves. And that's our primary calling is to veterans. And so if we can get the contact information, we can begin to bring out a number of resources that can help them navigate. And so we want to cover our veterans, not only with 33 and the power of a relationship with Jesus Christ, but also with some of the resources and benefits that they're entitled to, as well as feeling back part of a community. One of the challenges that veterans have is they feel isolated. Our whole community is isolated, so they want to feel part of a community. And so the Hero Center is there to give them that sense of veteran community, as well
as... Yeah, and as I listen to Auric's passion, and it's beautiful, about being covered, and the heroes, right? Yes. That a lot of them don't feel like heroes, but that's exactly what they are.
That's right. Yeah.
And part of being covered allows you to see how God sees, you know, your service and what you signed up for, because, you know, only you understand, Bob, kind of what that means.
Yes. Yeah. Can the power of 33 cover PTSD and cover combat trauma and wounds and traumatic brain injury? And the answer is that it can, that God's promises and his power can heal, restore, renew, and build back into their lives the hope that they had when they were young and serving their countries.
Yeah. I mean, that's a beautiful picture. It's, you know, the hope that was there is what, you know, God is wanting to restore, just like the red thread we were talking about earlier. Yeah. It all has, it boils back down to that red thread. I don't know how it is, but it just does. It's the thread of redemption. Well, we thank you, because you listening today, that's our hope, right? I'm always so hopeful for all my listeners that call in, or all our listeners that call in. We're so grateful. We thank you for listening. Now you got so much truth coming at you. I mean, encouraging prayer special episode with James, right? He's getting ready for Palm Sunday, and so you got something special coming up there, followed by Masculine Journey if you're in Winston-Salem, and then Nikita Koloff, time to man up at 12:30. Oh, so much truth coming at you.
This is the Truth Network.